Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Thank you so much for joining us today for this Resurrection Sunday service. Thank you to those of you that are in this room with us. Thank you to those of you that are joining us virtual. Glory to God. We're just excited to be in the presence of the Lord and to celebrate everything that his death and his resurrection represents in our lives. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's start out and take our 2026 confessions. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I thought we were going to have we have the food bank boxes here. Glory to God. Well, we can't see them on camera, but that's fine. Pastor Tinu gave the suggestion. I thought this was a great suggestion to put the boxes out as a symbol of what we're believing God for.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your sacrifices are precious in the eyes of the Father.
Amen.
Glory to God. The Bible tells us, I know for many of you, this is a great sacrifice. There's so much going on in our country right now. Not just our country, actually, all over the world. I know that there's a lot of pressure, financial pressures. The people are needy. Sometimes people are desperate. They don't know where to turn. Hallelujah. But in the midst of all of that, the Lord wanted us as his people to let the world know that there is hope in Jesus.
Amen.
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 And so for many of us, no matter what it took you to be able to sow this seed, I want you to know the Lord honors your seed.
Amen.
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 Your sacrifice is a sweet smelling aroma.
Amen.
To the Father.
Amen.
Every gift is a blessing to the heart of the Father.
Amen.
That's why the world was created by God given. Amen.
Amen.
And after man fell, redemption happened by God giving again. And for those of us who have come into Christ, he does not stop giving. He keeps on giving, and he keeps on giving. So for us, for you to take a little of what the Lord has given you and to sow a major sacrifice, I want you to know the Lord will remember you.
Amen.
And the Lord will bless you.
Amen.
You will not lose the reward of your offering.
Amen.
Your offering matters to the Lord. I want you to know that.
Yes.
Your offering matters to the Lord. So I thank you. We wanted to have those boxes out. I love the fact that they represent a seed of sacrifice.
Amen.
And I thank you for being a part of this. When we are done, of course, towards the end of the service, we're going to take an offering. There is no pressure. The check has already been written. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No matter what happens, $1,000 will go to the food bank tomorrow. And it's not the last time. The Lord is going to give us an opportunity to do it again and again and again. We will get opportunities, more opportunities.
Amen.
To give. And when we have our event in Columbus in June, by the grace of God, our Open Heavens event, one of the things we're also going to do, we're not going to take food. We're just going to take a check and give it to that food bank. We've picked out a food bank there. And I'm very blessed by what the Charlotte folks are doing, Pastor Brian and Minister Perry. Just thankful for, and their team, I should say. Just thankful for the elaborate nature of what they are planning to do. They're mobilizing. They're going to be a blessing. They're going to involve their community. They're going to package things for the homeless and arrange to be a blessing to people around them there. So this is a season. It's been a season of giving. It's been a season of sacrifice. One of the things the Lord mentioned to me very clearly when we came into 2026, you see it all over the 2026 confession, it's there. The Lord said, this will be a season of sacrifice. And one of the things he said to me personally is, you will make more sacrifices, you and your family, will make more sacrifices this year than you have ever made in the kingdom of God. You will give more. You will do more. You will stretch more. You will go more. And so I'm very thankful for the opportunity that the Lord has given to us to do that. And I thank all of you who are a part of this, and you will not lose your reward in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I don't smell any food, but by faith I believe there's... By faith, I believe there's a lot of good food hiding somewhere. I trust God because I know we advertise a love feast. I myself, I have not eaten anything today because my tummy is very small. I have to make room. So I'm preparing myself, and I hope you are too. So when we finish, please don't hurry away. I'm not going to preach long at all. Don't hurry away. Let's have enjoy this fellowship of love together and feast together in the presence of God. And then when we are done, you can go on and have your Easter celebration, whichever way you and your family have planned. Amen. Glory to God. Are you excited?
Yes.
I said, are you excited?
Yes.
Okay. Let's take our 2026 confession together. 2, 3, go. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The shift is here, and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, pass over, take over, make over, do over, walk over, and fly over year. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he neither faints nor is weary. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. There is no one like the God of Israel, who rides across the heavens to help me. The eternal God is my refuge, and underneath me are his everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before me, and he will say, destroy. I am helped, favored, and blessed. The Lord is the saving strength and the shield of my life. My help comes from him who made heaven and earth. He will not allow my foot to slip or be moved. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord preserves me from all evil in my going out and coming in. He is my protective shade and my covenant covering. I sit fearlessly and confidently at the throne of God's unmerited favor, and I soak up his mercy and grace. praise God. I am helped, favored, and blessed. This is my year of the incredible. My incredible praise to my incredible God is provoking incredible miracles in my life. Strange things, remarkable things, extraordinary things, astonishing things, and unimaginable things are all lined up for me in this season. The story and glory of my life today will be improbable, amazing, unthinkable, and uncommon. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 2026 is my year of non-stop laughter, celebrations unlimited, unending festivities, around-the-clock jubilation. Adversity will expire and I will recover. God will have the last laugh and the final say. I'm laughing today, tomorrow, and the day after. Look what the Lord has done. There is no expiration on his promise now. Sorrow is destroyed. Failure is forgotten. Anxiety is vanquished. Fear is defeated. Setback is sent back. Bad news is stale news. Satan is conquered. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, laugh with me. Woo! Woo-hoo! Woo! In this season is shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump, and he sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. Is shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. God said, he's giving me treasures hidden in the darkness and secret places of the earth. Is shifting, and there is a lifting up for me, from bitter waters in Marah to pleasant streams in Elim. Is shifting, and there is a lifting up for me, from forsaken to Hephzibah, and from rejected to Beulah. Is shifting, and there is a lifting up for me, from beggar to ruler, from loner to owner, from supplanter to contender. In this season, it's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my year of vision shift and generational shift. I see the invisible and I do the impossible. This is my season of opportunity and open doors. I give my bread to the hungry and I offer hope to the hopeless. I am anointed to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort the afflicted, and to set the captives free. The spirit of sacrifice is upon my life. I say yes to your way and yes to your will. My Father, I choose you as my priority and I make you my destiny. I receive the sweet fragrance of heaven over my life today. The plague is stopped. The curse is broken and my bloodline is redeemed forever. Hallelujah. I speak life, Lazarus, come forth. I speak life to you, dry bones, come alive. I speak life to every part of my body and my mind, come alive. I speak life to you, cells, vessels, nerves, tissues, organs, systems, limbs, and joints, come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I speak life to you, dreams, womb, ventures, investments, treasures, properties, ministry, family, partnerships. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Come on, speak life. I speak life over God's people. I speak life over God's purposes. I speak life over God's direction. I speak life over God's investment and God's assignment. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The shift is here, and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, Passover, take over, make over, do over, and walk over, fly over year. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Come on, let's rejoice in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You may be seated. Yeah, hallelujah. He's risen. I said he's risen. Somebody help me shout it out loud. He's risen. Woohoo. Oh my goodness. Satan is shaking in his boots today. He doesn't know what hit him. Hallelujah. 2,000 years later, we are still celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. This is one celebration that will never end. Until Jesus returns, the church will continue to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There are two major things that we want to celebrate and we want to continue to celebrate today. Every Easter, every season of resurrection, there are two major things that we want to celebrate. The first one is his love for us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. The second one is his power, his authority, and his dominion, which he died to give to us by his blood. Glory to God. Let's read a couple of scriptural passages and let me give you a few points here out of the instructions that the Lord has given me before we move on in this service. Let's go first to Romans chapter 8 and let's read from verse 31. Romans 8 from verse 31. I don't know what your Bible says, but in my electronic Bible, at the very top of this passage, it reads, God's everlasting love. That's the caption that is given to this entire passage in my electronic Bible. Romans chapter 8 from verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? That's not a question, that's a covenant statement. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give unto us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us all. Who shall separate us? Let me expand that a little bit. Who and what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Talking about the sacrifice, the life of sacrifice that we are also called to live. If Jesus is our ultimate example, and Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice that God made for the redemption of man, And you and I are called to live a life of sacrifice. We are not called to live for us. We are called to live a life of sacrifice. That's why you have that scripture there. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. It doesn't mean that you don't have divine protection. It doesn't mean that if the enemy raises up attacks and adversity against you, that God will not protect you from that. That's not what he's saying. What he's talking about is you and I are called to live a life of sacrifice. If you remember that scripture in Revelations, where he says, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. You know what follows that scripture as is, and they loved not their lives even unto the death. You and I are called to live a life of sacrifice. That's part of why we are celebrating the opportunity that God has given us in this season to be a blessing. The caption, season of opportunity, is not a misnomer. It is real. It is our season of opportunity to follow in the example, in the steps, the footsteps of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are not called to lay down our lives like Jesus did. There's no other sacrifice that we'll do. He already paid the ultimate price. But we are called to lay down the precious things of our lives like he did. I said like he did. Let's keep on reading. He said, I'm going to go back to verse 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Somebody say, I'm justified. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died. Here you, of course, have the four redemptive acts of Christ. It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. The four redemptive acts of Christ. His death and burial. His resurrection. His ascension, and his ministry of intercession. Do you know Jesus is praying for you today? Do you know Jesus prays for you every day? He has a ministry of intercession for you. His sacrifice didn't end on the cross. He's seated on the right hand of the Father. And every day, he's praying for us. The Bible calls him in the book of Hebrews, the high priest who is well suited for our every need. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. That means he anticipates your future before it arrives. That means he makes preparation for you. The perfect example for this was the Garden of Eden. Long before Adam and Eve ever showed up, God made a preparation, and everything they needed was in the Garden of Eden. Everything was provided. They did not have to work for a thing. What a demonstration of love. What a demonstration of love. I want you to always remember even beyond this resurrection celebration season, the four redemptive acts of Christ. That's what guarantees your eternal well-being, your eternal security. His death, his resurrection, his ascension, and his ministry of intercession. The first two were the products of his love. The last two are the products of his power. Everything Jesus did on the cross, there's no one of them that he did for himself. That's why in Philippians 2, the Bible says he humbled himself. He humbled himself even unto the death on the cross. Therefore, God, he didn't ask for it. He didn't ask for it. But the Bible says, therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name that is high and above every other name. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess. Glory to God. He said, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Nothing. No one. Verse 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Hallelujah. Woo! Somebody say, I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus who loved me and gave his life for me. Glory to God. He said, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Whew. Why? Because the love of God is the strongest thing, and the love of God is the greatest security on this earth. In one of our most treasured scriptures, you see these two aspects of the life and ministry of Jesus that we are celebrating today. We are celebrating his love for us, and we are celebrating his power, his authority, and his dominion. In John chapter 10 and verse 10, he said, the thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, but I am come. Notice, he didn't say, I came so that I can be promoted. He didn't say, I came so that I can have power. He said, I came for you. Everything I came to do on this earth involves you. My life, my birth, my life, everything about the way I live, the ultimate price that I paid on the cross didn't have anything to do with me. It had everything to do with you. Yes. He said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. He said, but I, watch this, I am come that you may have life and that you may have it how? More abundantly. See, that's his power. That's his power, his authority, and his dominion. His power, his authority, and his dominion helps you conquer every form of death. Amen. On your journey. Amen. His power, his authority, and his dominion helps you live above. You can overcome anything. You can come out of anything. You can be restored from anything. You can become anything that God destined you to become. That's his power. That's his authority. But then notice in the next verse, in verse 11, he talks about his love. I am the good shepherd, he said. Yes. I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. That's his love. That's his love. His love for us took him to the cross to die for us and to redeem us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. His love for us changed our lives. Amen. His love for us paid the price that we should have paid. The word of God says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, Christ has redeemed us from every curse of the law. Be made a curse for us. He was made a curse for us. As it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. That curse should have been mine, but Jesus took that curse for me. The curse of death, the curse of pain, the curse of sin, the curse of sickness, the curse of poverty should have been mine. The curse of generational liabilities should have been mine. Oh, glory to God. When your story is told, they were supposed to go down the line, your generational line, and talking about the things that people ahead of you created that became a liability for you. And you still see that all over the world today. Sometimes children die not because they did wrong, but because their parents did wrong. Sometimes there's addiction and depression because children are not raised. They don't have the benefit of being raised in a family where they are surrounded by love. Hallelujah. Sometimes suicide. Our society is full of it now. One of our precious partners was telling us recently in one of our meetings, talking about how rampant, she's the doctor, and she's seen a lot of these patients, talking about how rampant suicide is now amongst young people. They're just coming from one funeral, they just did another one, and the children just attended another, some of their closest friends, and you all know this. It's in the news. And sometimes, some of those children just don't know what they're doing. Hallelujah. But Jesus took the curse for us. He became a curse for us. So that curse will not be a curse in our lives, but we will inherit the blessing of Abraham and live abundant life. Hallelujah. I said we'll live abundant life. So what do we do with his love? We must embrace it, receive it, be thankful for it, and give it away to others. What do we do with this love? We must embrace it, receive it, be thankful for it, and give it away to others. The same way that love was given to you, you must give it to others. Amen. You have a responsibility to let the world know somebody paid their price for their redemption. Yes. Our lives and destiny are no longer about just ourselves, what we can get and how we can. No. We are supposed to take the message of God's love and let the world know. And we're not talking about the uttermost parts of the world where you can't reach. We're talking about the world around you. Let somebody know how much Jesus loved them. Let somebody know how much God loves them and how Jesus paid the price for their redemption. Hallelujah. What do we do with the power? He told us He already told us. We read it in that scriptural passage. Let's read that and close out here today. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Notice that before the death and before the sacrifice the Lord Jesus Christ made, the most important message he ministered to his followers was the love of God. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Remember, the most important message Jesus ministered before he went to the cross was about the love of God. He said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world. And then he followed up in verse 17. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. Hallelujah. It's the greatest message he preached before he went to the cross. It's about the love of God. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The greatest message he preached before he went to the cross was about his love. The greatest message he preached after he rose up from the dead was about his power and his authority and dominion. Because now that you have the love of God, you are empowered to give it away. You are empowered to make a difference in this world. You are empowered to exercise God's authority and dominion on this earth. You see that when he rose from the dead? When he rose from the dead, the first thing he talked about to the disciples, you can put that up for me real quick as we close out here. These two scriptures exactly say exactly the same thing. Matthew 28, 18 and Mark 16, 15, which we already read during the Bible reading today. Matthew 28, 18. Jesus came and he spoke unto them, saying, all power. Actually, that word translated power in the King James is actually from the original word exousia, which means authority and dominion. All authority. And actually, if you can put that up for me in the, thank you, Moriah, in the Amplified. Jesus approached and breaking the silence, he said unto them, all authority, all power of rule in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I said hallelujah. Amen. So if all authority has been given to him, where else can authority be found? He said all authority is given to me. So where else can authority be found? That means Satan has no authority. That means there's no adversity on this earth that has any authority or upper hand over you or me. That means nothing can subdue you. Hallelujah. You can come out of anything. You can overcome anything. You can win over anything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are empowered. You are authorized. Don't tell me you can't overcome drugs. Don't tell me you can't overcome alcoholism. Don't tell me there's something going on in your life. Pastor, I've done everything. Nothing is working. No, you're lying. He's giving you authority. You have the authority to change it. Don't tell me it's just so overpowering. I just don't know what to do. That's a lie. You have the authority to change it. That's why Jesus died. If you can't change it, if that cannot be changed, then what you are telling me is that Jesus died for nothing. He said all authority and power of rule. And let's put up the last one, the last scripture, Mark 16, 15. Let's look at that. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you for your authority, your power, and your dominion. Glory to God. Glory to God. You can put that up in the King James. Thank you. Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. As I close, let me remind you, preaching the gospel to every creature isn't just in carrying a big Bible and quoting Psalms and quoting the gospels and quoting Revelation and the epistles. You can preach the gospel by sharing the love of God. You can preach the gospel by lending a helping hand to someone who needs one. You can see someone struggling and you can say, let me help you with that. And that makes it easier for you to preach the gospel when that opportunity comes. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Make a commitment to be a voice of God everywhere you go. Be one who are the hands of Jesus, the feet of Jesus, in a dying and in a hopeless world. Glory to God. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a major, strong connection between the love of God and His power. The more of His love you exhibit, the more of His love you appropriate in your life, the more of His love you experience, the more power and authority will be released to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 16. And he who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be damned. That's not you and that's not me. Glory to God. Go on to the next verse. And these signs, these miraculous signs, these signs and demonstrations of God's power will follow them that believe. In my name. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm a believer. Glory to God. I said I'm a believer and I'm experiencing signs and wonders and I'm continuing to look for signs and wonders in every way and in every day of my experience. To everyone that believes, he says, in my name, they will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. So then after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and he sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. There will be signs following you. Amen. I said there will be signs following you. Amen. There will be signs and wonders following you. Amen. Attesting to the word of God's love, the word of God's authority, and the word of God's power that you preach. Would you please stand to your feet today? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whew, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every eye closed and every head bowed, I'd like to pray for somebody today. Thank you, Lord. Do you know how much God loves you? He loved you so much. He gave everything for you. God loved you so much. He gave everything for you. I don't know if there's someone under the sound of my voice today who has bought into the lie of the enemy. And Satan has told you nobody loves you. Just pack it up and leave. Nobody cares about you. If you didn't exist, nobody would even notice. Your life is meaningless. You have a hopeless existence. There is no reason for you to be here. Well, I want to be a voice for God to you today. And I want you to know, He loved you so much. He gave you everything. And if you would embrace His love, and if you will receive His love, you will experience newness of life. With every eye closed and every head bowed, I just want to pray for someone today . Oh, I'm really excited about the food. But you know what? Even if there was no food, this would be the most important aspect of this service. For someone to hear the voice of God calling them in the darkness of their lives and to respond to that voice. Wherever you are today, if you are hearing my voice, I want to pray for you. This service was designed to convey the love of God to you. That's what Easter is about. That's what Christmas is about. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Some say, "Pastor, but I'm a believer. I'm already a child of God." I know, I understand. But the Lord still wants me to pray for you. Because the more of His love you embrace in your life, the more of His power you can experience. When you open up your heart to the love of God, the pure agape love of God, that love cleanses you. That love washes you from every dirt and every filth. That love repositions you, gives you a new beginning. That love causes the light to come into the dark areas of your life. So it doesn't matter whether you're a believer or how long you have been one. The Lord still wants me to pray for you today, that you will open up your heart, enlarge the coasts of your heart, and embrace His love today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice I thank you, Father God, for your word that you sent to us today. Oh, how we rejoice. Oh, how we rejoice at the eternal sacrifice that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ made for us on the cross. Oh, hallelujah. That's the reason we are here today. That's what bought our redemption and our salvation. That's what gives meaning to our lives. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I just pray. I pray over that man and that woman. I pray over that young boy, that girl. That empty heart. That hungry soul. For an impartation, Lord, an impartation of your love, an impartation of your power over their lives today. I pray, Father God, for that person who is desperate for you, that person who is looking for a way out. I pray for them in this service. I know that your power is tangible right here. That same resurrection power, Lord, that was made manifest when you rose up from the dead. I pray that that power will go right beyond, way, way, way beyond where this word is being spoken. But God, that that power will be transmitted to every life, God, that is in need of it in this service today. I pray, Father God, for that power to lift up the broken and mend their broken heart. Father, I pray for that power to save the afflicted and to heal them. I pray for that power to bring your light into every dark crevice of that life. I give you praise, Lord. I give you glory. We honor you today. Receive the glory and receive the praise. You alone deserve it, Lord. Woo! You alone deserve it, Lord. Thank you for giving us meaning. Thank you for giving us a new beginning. Thank you, Father, for sending us Jesus. We give you praise, oh God. We give you praise. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Let's bless the Lord for his love. Hallelujah. His resurrection power, his authority and dominion. Let's bless his name. Hallelujah. For everything that Jesus has done for us. Let's give him the glory and let's give him the praise. He alone deserves it. He alone is worthy to receive it. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.